Here's the lesson. Desperate times require desperate prayers. And our problem is that our times have grown desperate and we have not. Now, I want you to sit up and look at me just a moment. We figured out a way to be comfortable Christians in a wicked world, and it doesn't cost us anything. Where are our tears? Where's our burden? Where's brokenness? When's the last time you fasted and prayed? When's the last time you couldn't sleep at night and you got out of bed and got down behind the bed or beside the bed and poured out your heart to God? See, that kind of desperate praying, you don't find too much of that anymore. But that's what it's going to take if we're ever going to see revival in our land again. Edwin Orr said that great revivals have always been characterized by what he called extraordinary praying. Praying over your food, that's ordinary praying. Praying before you go to bed at night, that's ordinary praying. Praying in a church service, that's ordinary praying. Having an all-night prayer meeting, that's extraordinary praying. How about this one? How about instead of seeing how many teenagers we can get on a bus to go to an amusement park, we see how many teenagers we can get on their faces before God crying out for mercy. Excuse me, but when was the last time our youth groups just had a prayer meeting? And it wasn't a cut-up time. It was people on their face seeking God for what only God could do. John Bunyan said, we can do more than pray after we pray, but we can do nothing until we pray. And our problem is we're trying to do everything but pray, and desperate times require desperate praying.